Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's really a privilege to be back here another Saturday evening. God has been good to us. He has been keeping us, guiding us, sustaining us. We are in troubled times, but our God is in control. He's sovereign. So let us not be alarmed by what is going on around us, but let us look to Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Look to the Word. Jesus is the Word. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we just thank God for this another opportunity to bring forth the Word. We are still in 1 John, in the epistles of John. We are in 1 John chapter 5. And we will finish chapter 5 this evening. Last week we stopped at verse 12. And we will continue from there this week. So we bless God for this opportunity to bring forth His Word again. And we thank God for you all out there listening to this Word this evening. We pray that the Lord will just continue to give you that heart to continue to pursue Him. He's calling us to come after Him, to pursue Him. He is pursuing us, but we also need to pursue Him. We need to turn to His Word. We need to turn to prayer and fasting. We need to turn to worshiping His great name. We need to see Him high and lifted up in our life. We need to give Him the highest praise each day of our lives, for He alone deserves glory, honor, and praise. We are going to begin, but before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your mercies each day. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient to keep us. Thank you for your love, which never fails, and you never give up on us. Thank you for the hope we have in you, O God. Thank you, Jesus, that you're coming back for us soon. Thank you, O God, that you have gone to prepare a place for us, and you'll come again and receive us unto yourself, that where you are, there we will be also. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, for making provision for us in every way, that we, O God, Almighty, can know of a surety that you are with us, and you are God, our protector, our provider, our sustainer in every area of our lives. So we just thank you again for your Word, which is the bread of life. Help us to eat of your Word, and we will not be hungry anymore. Help us, Almighty God, to just eat and feast upon you, Jesus, and find that satisfaction in you. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory as we pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen. So we continue in 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. People of God, the Word is just reminding us that those who have the Son of God, those who have Jesus in their hearts, have life. And we referenced last week John 17, verse 3. And this Word said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is life eternal, that we know the Father, and we know Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. This is how we know we have life eternal, when we know the Father and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. We who have put our trust in Jesus and are walking in fellowship with him has eternal life. We have eternal life because we have put our trust in Jesus and walking in fellowship with him. We want to abide in him. We want his Word to abide in us. We want to stay connected to him, and we want to remain faithful to him. We want to continuously walk in partnership with him, knowing that in him we have eternal life. Verse 13 of 1 John chapter 5, it says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. John was saying that he is writing to those that have put their trust in Jesus, the Son of God, that they may have the assurance of eternal life, and that they may put their trust in the character, in the authority, in the identity of Jesus Christ, the Son. People of God, John was writing to believers, those who have put their trust in Jesus, that they might have the assurance of eternal life. People of God, there are many Christians who are going around who have not the assurance of eternal life. We must have the assurance of eternal life in Christ Jesus. We must know who we are and have that assurance of eternal life in Christ Jesus. We have to put our trust in the name of the Son of God. Put our trust in Jesus. He's God. He's ever faithful. He is true. His words remind us. He declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We have to know Jesus. We have to know Jesus personally, people of God, so we can be assured of our salvation. We can be assured of eternal life in him. So John was saying that those who have put their trust in Jesus, that they may have the assurance. We want to have the assurance, people of God, of the eternal life that we have in Christ Jesus. To know Jesus is eternal life. Do we know him today? We have to examine ourselves and find out, do we truly know Jesus? Or are we just professing his name and not knowing him? We want to know him. We want to know him personally and have that personal relationship with him. We can't be going by what somebody else is saying. We have to know him personally. So when we go as witnesses for him, the world will know that we have been in contact with Jesus. The world will see the difference in us and come to want to know him and to glorify his name. People of God, we have to walk with confidence. Walk with confidence because we know who we are and whose we are, and we know where we are going, and we know that we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. So the Lord is calling us up higher. The Lord is calling us to that place of that blessed assurance of our identity in Christ and of the eternal life that we have through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Verse 14 of 1 John chapter 5. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. People of God, the word of God says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. What an assurance we have. What a confidence we have. This confidence that we have, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So when we go, people of God, in prayer to God, let us go confidently and knowing that whatever we ask according to his will, he hears us. We don't want to be drawing back. In time past, we drew back because we had no identity. But now our identity is in Christ Jesus. So we go forth as children of God. As many as receive him, to them gave he the right to become children of God. So we go with confidence to the throne room of grace. He said, come boldly. Hebrews 4:16 said, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. People of God, the word of God is telling us to come boldly. Come with confidence to the throne room of grace. Come to Abba Father. Jesus Christ has paved the way for us. He has given us access through his blood to the throne room of grace. So so we can go with confidence as children of God, knowing who we are in Christ, that we have been bought with a price, and that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So we don't have to be drawn back anymore. We are His and He is ours. So we go with confidence and we make our petitions known to God. People of God, the Word of God tells us not to be anxious for anything, but in prayer and in supplication and thanksgiving to make our request known. When we go to God, we must fall at His feet and worship Him in spirit and in truth, worship Him for who He is and for what He has done for us. So we need to go forth in confidence, worship God, and then we lay our petition at His feet, casting all our cares on Him, for He cares for us. We must know that God is for us and not against us. So we have to go forth with confidence to do the will of God. God is calling us, people of God. Don't stay away from me. That's what He's saying in this season. But come to me. Come to me, ye that have labored and are heavy laden. And He said, I will give you rest. We want that sweet rest. For the word tells us that His peace, which passeth all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds. Oh, how we need the peace of God in our lives. We need His peace. So we must come confidently to the throne room of grace to get that mercy and that grace that we need to help in the time of need. He said, if we come and whatever we ask according to His will, this is in His will. His will is His word to us, people of God. His will is His word to us. Everything that is in the word is for us. So we need to hold on to God's word and know that when we come and ask anything according to what He says in His word, He hears us and He will answer us. Look at verse 15 of 1 John chapter 5. And if we know that He hears us, if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of Him. People of God, we must be confident that God hears us. If we are confident that God hears us when we pray, then we know of a surety that whatever request we have made to Him, He will grant us the answer to our petition. He will grant us that answer. We must have that confidence. We must have that confidence, people of God. For too long we have been wavering in our minds because we do not know the word of God. We have to come to know the word, know Jesus, know what He says in His word to us, know what is in His will for us. We can't have the will and don't know what is in it. We must open the word of God. We must allow the word to shine in our lives and illuminate the dark areas so that every area of our life will be filled with light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. His word is spirit and it is life. So we must come to Him confidently. His word says that we must come with confidence and know that when we pray, He hears us. He hears the cry of His children. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. He does make provision for us in every way. He doesn't want us to be burdened down with the cares of this life. But He wants us to cast our cares on Him and rest assured that He's working it out for us. He will grant us the petition that we desired of Him. He knows everything, people of God. He knows the timing. He knows what's best for us and the time that He should give us whatever we have asked for. Sometimes we are waiting and waiting for so long. And we say, Lord, we have been asking You for this for over and over and over again, but still we can't see it materialize. But the Lord is saying to us today, wait upon the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. We want to wait on Him. We want to rest in Him. We want to be so much closely drawn to Him in such a close relationship that the waiting period will not be burdensome to us, but we will place our petition at His feet And we will wait on him, wait confidently, knowing that whatever he promises to us, he will grant it to us. Bless the name of Jesus. Verse 16 of 1 John chapter 5. If any man see his brother sin as sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. The word of God says, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. A sin not leading to death is a sin that one can be forgiven for, people of God. This person can ask and receive forgiveness of sin. But there's a sin unto death, a sin that can cause eternal separation from God. That unto death means eternal separation from God. The sin unto death cannot be forgiven. And this word of God tells us that this is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. When one blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, we're going to turn to the reference scripture in Matthew 12, 31. Matthew 12, 31. And the word of God says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. And this is the word of Jesus. So that is the sin of death that John spoke about to the brethren here. Blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. That spirit is unto eternal separation from God. Let us be careful of what we say about the spirit of grace. The word of God tells us in Hebrew, let us not insult the spirit of grace. Let us not grieve him away. Let us not quench him. But let us walk in partnership with him. Let us not blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. For that sin is unpardonable. Jesus said it. Jesus said it in his word. We just read it. Matthew 12, 31. If all other sins will be forgiven, but not if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit of God. Verse 17 of 1 John chapter 5. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. All unrighteousness is sin, people of God. But the word of God tells us in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. People of God, we have to run to the Lord each time we sin. Run to the Lord and ask his forgiveness. He will forgive us. For there is a sin not unto death. When we sin, we know that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. Run to him and cry out, forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned and come short of your glory. And the word of God tells us that Jesus Christ will forgive us. He intercedes for us daily before the Father. Verse 18 of 1 John chapter 5. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. John was saying here that those that are born again, born of God, born of the Spirit, born from above, do not practice sin. People of God, if we are truly born again, we cannot practice sin. For the Holy Spirit is with us and in us, and he's just there reminding us. That's not the lifestyle you live anymore. He's just there correcting us and showing us that this is not the way to live anymore. So we can't live a lifestyle of sin. We cannot practice a lifestyle of sin if we are truly born again. And if you find yourself, you're coming to church, but you're living in sin, check yourself and ask this question, am I truly born again? We have to examine ourselves. The word of God says, examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. Who can examine you but you? You know yourself. We have to stop and examine ourselves if we are truly in the faith or if we are just faking it. We need to be true disciples of Christ. We need to be living free from sin. We do not want to be practicing sin in our lives. We are no different from the world if we are called by the name of Christ and then we are practicing sin. But John was making it clear here. Those that are born again, born of God, do not practice sin. But the begotten Son of God keeps himself. And the wicked one, the devil, cannot touch him. Jesus Christ is able to keep himself. The wicked one can't touch him. And people of God, if we are in Christ, we are also kept by him. So the wicked one can't touch us either because we are in him. That is why Jesus keeps reminding us in John 15 to abide in him. Stay in me, stay in me, stay connected to me. You can't do nothing on your own. We can't resist the enemy on our own. We have to be submitted to God. Submit to the word. Resist the enemy and he will flee from us. Jesus Christ is able to take care of himself. He is God. He is the only begotten of God. He keeps himself. He takes care of himself. The wicked one can't touch him. And when we are in Christ Jesus, when we are in a relationship with him, when we are walking by faith, trusting him every step of the journey, the enemy also cannot touch us. So we have to walk by faith, knowing who we are in Christ and knowing that we are covered. His blood has covered us. He is the Passover lamb and his blood has covered us. When the enemy sees the blood, he has to pass over us because we are covered in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood barrier is around us. So we walk by faith and walk in confidence daily, knowing that we are kept by our Lord Jesus Christ. He's calling us into true fellowship with him. He's calling us into partnership with him. He's calling us to walk by faith daily, trusting in his word, trusting that he's faithful and true and just, trusting in his righteousness alone. We want to love the Lord with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, and rest assured that he's taking care of everything that concerns us. Verse 19 of 1 John chapter 5. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. John was saying, we have the assurance that we belong to God, and the whole world commits wickedness. The whole world lives lawlessly. The world is against Christ. The world is living according to as their mind tells them. They're not living according to the world. So they live lawlessly. They're not living according to God's words. They do not know God's word. They do not want to know it because their eyes are blind to the things of God. But people of God, we have the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit bears witness with us that we belong to God. Romans 8:16. His Holy Spirit comes to live with us and in us. And we know him, for he is with us and in us. We can't say we don't know him. Once we are born again, born of Christ Jesus, born from above, we have the Holy Spirit in us as a witness. So we can't go around saying we don't know him. We do know him. But we want to walk in obedience to him. We want to walk in fellowship with him. We don't want to grieve him away. We don't want to quench him on the journey. So we want to know, walk hand in hand with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hand in hand, we walk each day so that we will not slip on this journey. Verse 20, 1 John chapter 5. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given to us an understanding that we may know him, that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life, that we may know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him. That is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So God wants us to know him, to be in that intimate relationship with him, to know him personally and know Jesus Christ, his Son. We are going to reference Ephesians 1, 16 to 18. Ephesians 1, 16 to 18. The word of God says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul was speaking to the brethren at Ephesus, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. People of God, we need wisdom and we need revelation in the knowledge of who God is. So we need to have that wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. We need to know, we need to have that intimate relationship with God, know him personally, walking in revelation knowledge, walking by faith and not by sight. Verse 21 of 1 John chapter 5, this is the last verse. Little children, John said, little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. John said, little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. John speaks with such love and tenderness towards the saints. He is warning us to keep ourselves from idols. Let us not have any other gods in our lives, but let the true and living God be Lord of all. Let us not have any other gods in our lives, people of God. His word said, thou shalt not have any other God before me. We don't want to have all these things, this stuff, and these people parading before God. They have become our gods. But we want the true and living God to be Lord and Master of our lives. We want him to be Lord over everything. And John finished this word by saying, amen, so let it be. And we finish this chapter also by saying, amen, so let it be. So let these words that came forth to us this evening be active in our lives. It's not the amount of words that we know, but the amount of words that is active in our lives. So we bless God for his word this evening, and we finish the first epistle of John, and we will be going on to the second epistle next week. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to your people. We thank you for your grace and your mercies. We thank you for enlightening your people according to your word. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll continuously keep us eating of your word, digesting your word, and being filled up with who you are, so that we can go and show forth your glory and praise. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.